recent story that I saw written by Kathleen Levy showcased the school and the success that they're having with teaching their students, and especially how they have fared in math and reading. And we wanted to bring Dr. Eugene Kane back on the program for a couple more questions. Dr. Kane, thanks so much for your patience.
Okay, no problem.
When we talk about education here on the program, the focus always seems to come back to the parent as being the force that can really dictate if the student has success or not. And in so many instances, and I know about this firsthand, coming from a minority, a single parent, growing up arrangement, if you will, and it's a challenge. And there are dual parents in homes who really don't do what they need to do when it comes to helping their kids get through school. It's a culture that we need to change. How do we do that?
Well, first of all, I am a firm believer that in order for a child to be fully successful in school, there must be a partnership between the home and the classroom and, of course, the school. I was just reading, my wife, too, is a longtime educator, retired. We were reading an article by Tom Friedman in the New York Times a couple of Sundays ago, and it said that recent research shows that a parent who reads to their child or have their child read to them nightly or simply ask the question, what did you do in school today? Those kids fare far better than kids where those questions are not raised or those activities are not a part of the normal routine in the household. Now, regardless of whether or not you're single or married, you can ask those questions. You can sit and read with your child or have your child read to you. So I don't buy it that just because you're coming from a single parent household, that this is one of the problems that you have. I don't buy that crap.
So why aren't we asking that questions as a whole when it comes to parenting?
Well, we raise that question all the time. And if you go to the school's website, ShabazzLearning.com, you'll see a section on the website, How to Raise a PhD. It's written by me. And what I did was look at our own household. We have three successful sons doing very well, all with masters and one with a PhD. I mean, these kids, my kids are average kids, but there are things that you need to do in your household to ensure that your kids perform in school. And one of the things that we always said to our teachers, if our child is making less than a B-plus in the classroom, you call us. And these are the things you have to do. And parents can do this.
You know,
fortunately for us at Shabazz, we have a number of parents who do that.
Dr. Kane, it sounds like you're a bit of a no-nonsense kind of guy. You mentioned earlier that if the student isn't handling its business, you tell them they have to go. And it sounds like you're pretty blunt with parents in the public school sector as a whole. Maybe are we too soft with our parents and with our kids?
I don't know. I think each school is unique. And the culture that is created by the leadership is, of course, unique. But we are no nonsense. We believe that if you send your child to us for six and a half hours, 7 hours a day, we have the moral obligation to give your child a proper education. We just feel that. And it's my job as the manager of that school to ensure that this contractual relationship between the school and the home is carried out. And so, yes, no tolerance for nonsense.
So why are you succeeding and other schools failing in the same locale?
Well, I can't do it by myself. Fortunately for us, we have a wonderful staff. I have an excellent curriculum director. We provide many opportunities for our kids. We also make sure that our teachers perform. If they are not performing, we get rid of them.
All right, Dr. Eugene Cain is the principal of the Shabazz Academy. Dr. Cain, thanks so much. I'm going to put your phone number in my BlackBerry, and we're going to be calling you again.
Okay.
Thanks so much for your time, sir.
And come to visit our school.
Oh, we're going to do that, believe me.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. It's